In 2018 and 2019, St. John's Lutheran Church of Northfield, Minnesota is conducting oral histories of its members. My name is Judy Carlson, and today we'll be interviewing St. John's member Donna Paulson, a longtime member of the congregation. Welcome, Donna, and I'm looking forward to hearing your St. John's story. Well, Donna, let's start out by, if you would tell me a little bit about your family and what they are doing now.
Well, my husband was Bert Paulson, and he died 3 years ago after a really quite a tragic accident. And I have three children, Naomi, who is a teacher in the Apple Valley Rosemont Egan school system. She has two children, Lauren and Marit. And Marit has a baby. Her name is Tatum. So I'm a great grandmother. And Lauren has a baby, and his name is Grayson. So I'm a great grandmother again. Then I have a son, David, who lives in California, and he is married to Teresa, and she has two children, and I really consider them my grandchildren. They're really wonderful kids. They're both married, and some of them live in Texas, and a couple of them have children as well. And David is sort of semi-retired, but he teaches ESL for the school district. He's taught many, many years. He also was with the youth hostels for about 20, 25 years, but he switched over to education, so he's been teaching now for about 20 years again. And then Stephen lives in cities, and he lives in Apple Valley, actually, and he's married to Jody James, who is a member of this congregation. That's Ron and Carol's daughter, and they have two children, Maddie, who's married to Tim, and Alyssa, and Alyssa's a school teacher, and Maddie's an artist. So that's pretty much my family.
A group of wonderful places, wonderful children and wonderful places to visit.
That's for sure. Like San Diego is really great to visit. So,
well, what role did St. John's have in your family life?
Well, I should back up a little bit to say that my husband was a member here before we were married. He was a member at Trondheim. They lived out in the Trondheim area, and his parents were Robert and Clara Paulson. And they moved to Northfield when he was about 10 years old. So that family has been here since he was about 10 years old. And then when we got married, then we came here too. But about 4 years after we were married, I got a job teaching at Trinity. Not teaching, directing choir and being organist. So we left St. John's for some years until the 90s. So by this time, our kids were all gone. So they didn't have a family life at St. John's. It wasn't here. It was someplace else. So but they always loved to come here to church. They just, they love St. John's. One of our, Steve and Jody go to, they go to Shepherd of the Valley. And my daughter, Naomi, goes to Mount Olivet. And she has a significant other. And they are very good, all very good church members. So, but as far as family life, I can't say that they had a family life here because we weren't here at that time.
Yeah.
So,
and they were at Trinity.
They were at Trinity then.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Then when we left Trinity, and I was directing and organist over at St. Peter's, but we felt it was time to get back here, so we never did join St. Peter's, even though I was working over there. So.
You're well known in the music community in Northfield, for sure. Well, one of our early questions on our sheet here is what, when did you first join St. John's, and what attracted you to the church? And now I think I know the answer.
Right.
It was Bert.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah. His mother, she was involved in, you know, kitchen and things like that around here, and they never miss a church service. They were always here, and we were pretty much every Sunday churchgoers too.
So. Your roots are very deep here at St. John's. What are you most proud of in terms of your service or leadership roles?
Well, of course, that always goes back to music, you know. Mm-hmm. I have an occasion once in a while to play for a service now and then. Recently, I don't know if you happen to be there, Nathan and I did a piano organ duet and did some parts of the service together, and it was just wonderful. I just love to participate in that way. I'm still organist half-time at Methodist Church, so I'm not here every Sunday, but I just love to get back to this church family. I really know so many people, and I really enjoy being in this. I really consider it a church family. Last year, I was able to play for a service. I think it was the last Sunday in January, or I guess it was right after Christmas, and I played the piano. Because I just don't do the steps getting to the balcony. But that was so much fun because it was really cold that Sunday. I couldn't believe how many people were there. I thought there would be very few people there, but it was like way below zero. And the people came, and of course, there's no church that sings like St. John's, you know. And it was just so much fun. I just enjoyed doing it so much. Other activities I participated in, not as much, but, you know, I like to work in the kitchen, and I like to serve coffee and that kind of a thing. But the music is what really, I do what I can.
Oh, gosh, yes. So when you started, how many years would you say you've been involved in music in Northfield, just in general?
Well, of course, the Trinity thing was about 1961 or two, and I was teaching in the public schools at that time for 6 years. I taught in the music department, 7th and 8th grade general music, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. I like those junior high school kids. It was junior high school at the time, and it was junior senior high school at the time. I was in the old school. And then when the job went full time, then we decided that I needed to be home with the kids. And so I quit that and had private students, voice and piano, mostly piano, in my home. And then in 1972, Adolph White called me and asked if I would like to teach at St. Olaf. So then I taught at St. Olaf until 2000. I taught piano, and I taught music theory, music appreciation, piano pedagogy, and I was the director of the high school summer music camp. And also directed one of the shows there, Brigadoon. And so that was my teaching experience. And then in 1970, I got a call from either Marie Sathram or Sue Shepherd or Myrna Johnson. And they asked me to come over to Sue Shepherd's house because they wanted to go through the music for Song of Norway for the Arts Guild. Well, I didn't know these people, really, but they must have heard that I was some sort of a musician, and they asked if I would come over and if we would could go through that music. Well, I always kind of joked about it because I think it was sort of an audition for me, just if I could play it. And that was my beginning with the Arts Guild. And every year for the next almost 30 years to almost 2000, I did a show or two a summer. So it was a great, great experience. And I've met so many people, and they're friends of mine. They're wonderful people that you got to work with. I started out as not as music director, as pianist, and there was a music director. And then I eventually started arranging some music for choirs and for the choruses. And then then I got to be music director for most of the shows. And Myrna and I worked together. We were just kind of like one person. We knew each other so well that we didn't have to talk much about what we were doing. And then when Mighty got sick, then Myrna had to give it up. I did a few shows after that, but not too many. And it was really, really great to be with the Arts Guild. Of course, Bert had to babysit all those evenings that I was there for all those rehearsals, and the kids came and they turned pages for me. Oh. And it was a good time. Recently at Jesse James weekend, they did a show. I can't tell you, it's Catastrophe or something like that. And they did a short show at the Arts Guild where women took the men's parts and men took the women's parts. And Ruth Legvold and David and Pauline Schuster Jennings and I did one piece from the show Jesse on that. Oh. So for us, it was sort of like a cameo performance. Mm-hmm. So I was back at the theater again, and it was so much fun. I thought, oh, I'd like to do that again.
Oh, good for you.
But I probably won't. It's a lot of rehearsing. So,
well, you've really gotten to know so many people in Northfield and so many venues and areas.
I know, yeah. We went to Orchestra Hall last night to hear Kristen Chenoweth. She was Belinda in Wicked. She was here last year too. What a performer. But you know, when she was singing, I'm thinking, oh, I'd sure like to get back into that again.
Oh.
It was wonderful, just a wonderful performance up there.
And when you say get back into that, you mean playing for soloists or?
Get back into doing a show. It would be just, in fact, I told one of the directors, if you want to do a show, get a rehearsal pianist and I'll come in the last 2 weeks. I mean, that could happen. They know that now, but it's just too recent, and I don't know if anybody wants to do that, but it would be fun to do.
Oh, interesting. A rehearsal pianist, and then
I would come in at the very end, the last 2 weeks.
Because you don't need all that
rehearsal. No.
You know your keyboard well.
So that was fun. So that's my story about the Arts Guild. So.
Yes, I was going to mention the Arts Guild, but I'm glad that you did, too. Well, in this next question is sort of an interesting one for you because you've been so integrally involved with worship and music. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, what have you particularly liked about worship and music at St. John's?
Oh, of course, I love the music. I love the music. Mm-hmm. That's the best. And I mentioned that the congregation sings so well. And I just love to hear them sing. And if they know the music, they sing it. If they don't know the music, they sing it anyway. And I love it when they sing in parts, which we do occasionally.
Yes.
And the choir is wonderful. All the instruments that Nathan or the other directors have brought and that we have here or that we bring in from St. Olaf or wherever. I like that we bring the St. Olaf choir. I happened to be playing that Sunday, so I didn't hear them. I listened to it on the radio, on the television, but I didn't hear them. But I like it that we do that. I like pretty much a straight service. I don't like things that get sort of far out. I like the liturgy. I like the liturgy part of the service, and I like the epistle, the gospel, the psalms, that continuous same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and I know a lot about liturgy, and I know where it belongs, and so because I've worked so much with that. So.
Yeah.
You had another question about my favorite hymns, but since we're talking about liturgy, I wanted to say that I do like the liturgies, now the Feast and Celebration that we did about 20 years ago. And we still sing some of those things. They're all in the hymn book, but they're not as a liturgy. There are various numbers in the hymn book. And I like that. I like that. I like the Hold and Worship. I've played that many, many times. And my daughter, actually, boyfriend's cousin is Marty Haugen, who wrote those liturgies. She's got to meet him, and he's written a lot of things that are in our hymn book and also in the Catholic hymn book, which is called the Gather Hymn Book. I think he's done a really great thing for music liturgy and for hymnody in the church. Another question you had was about hymn choices. Well, after we got home last night from Orchestra Hall, about 12 o'clock, I went through the hymn book, and I wrote a whole long list of things that I like.
Wonderful.
One of my very favorite hymns is Go My Children With My Blessing. That's my very favorite hymn of all of them. But I tend to like more of the... not the contemporary hymns, yes, some of them, mm-hmm. but like My Joyful Eastertide, that isn't an old hymn, but I like that. And I do like Once in David, Royal City, you know, yes. That's from the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Joyous Light of Heavenly Glory, I think Mary might have written that too. And one that we rarely sing, it's an evening hymn. The Day You Gave Us, Lord, Has Ended, and we don't usually sing that because we aren't here at night unless it happens to be Lent. Mm-hmm. And I always chose that for the Lenten services when I was in charge of doing that sort of thing. Another one that I really like is Here I Am, Lord, but that's more, it's more of a an up-to-date hymn yes. than some of the older hymns. I do appreciate the fact that people do like the older hymns. Mm-hmm. I guess probably because I'm a musician, I like the newer hymns, and I like some of the more, quote, popular hymns. I think the church needs to move on with that and keep the older hymns. I think one thing that is really very bad about church today is that the young people do not know the hymns. The older hymns or even the new hymns. And the whole thing about worship today with congregations losing members and so on, I see in churches that people drop off their kids for kindergarten but don't go to church, and then they pick up their kids, but then they don't go to church, so kids mm-hmm. never get exposed mm-hmm. to the liturgies and all of that sure. are so beautiful. Rise, Shine, You People is another one I like.
Yes.
He Comes to Us as Love Unknown. That's one of my very favorites. And My Life Flows On in Endless Song is another one. I Want to Walk as a Child of Light. You see, these are all kind of old,
mm-hmm.
or new. There's another one that is old that I do like is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Oh, yes. That's one of my very favorites too. So I have this whole long list.
Well, what an interesting exercise for you too, and thank you for sharing that, taking the time to do that. Well, what were some of the high points of your experience?
Well, I have listed some of those with
yes.
with my playing and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The chances to be with real talented musicians, singers, vocal ensembles. Yeah. And
I occasionally, you know, play for, I've really enjoyed, for instance, the Welka program that has been at St. Olaf, usually right around Epiphany every year. And Carol Benson puts that together, and I play for that. And Jane Reinhardt played this year cello, and Kristen Parlow sang, and can't think of the other woman that sang. And Carol does a really fine job of putting things together. Interesting songs that the two women sing. And then, of course, she always includes something, a lot of music for everybody else that's there to sing. So I've been playing for that for 3, 4, 5 years, and I really enjoy doing that. Whenever she calls, yes, I love to do that. So.
Oh, and it's at St. Olaf?
It's okay, in the King's Room. Well, actually, we're in the other room there.
During a meal? Is it?
It's a meal, yeah.
Oh, I see.
I think it's 11:30 usually on like the Thursday after. It's right around Epiphany time.
And
like,
is it other churches welcome?
No,
Just our church. St. John's. Oh, okay. A luncheon.
Yeah. There are probably 40, 50 people there. And they're very good singers, you know. So it's fun to play for that. And so that's another thing I enjoy. Let's see. What else? I can't just think right now.
Well, it sounds to me as though you say yes very often because you like it, you enjoy it, you're good at it, and I so respect your abilities to play. Just a little short story about me. When I was growing up, my mother wanted me to play the piano, and it just simply did not work for me. There's something about the head, mind, spirit, soul, hands connection that, and so when I watch you play and see you and hear you play, I am enthralled because I can't do that. And I love that you can and that you continue to say yes and that you continue to love it and want to be a part.
Well, at my age, I've been saying lately that I always do things that are fun.
Yes.
You know, my playing. If I enjoy doing it, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really enjoyed the things I'm not doing as much anymore, except, you know, I am playing a couple times a month at Methodist and play for the choir rehearsals. And so I have a wonderful counterpart over there. His name is Bob Henstein. He's he works for 3M. In the cities, and interesting fact about him was he graduated from Concordia, and he got his master's in organ at Kent State from John Ferguson.
Oh, interesting.
And he's a very fine organist. I'm an organist, but my majors are piano and voice. I've only had a couple years, a couple semesters of organ. But I've always played it since I was, I don't know, 10 years old. So.
Well, let's do one just quick follow-up, Donna. How has the church changed over the time of your membership? And maybe you could combine that with are your hopes for the future of St. John's?
Well, I'm concerned about the declining membership in all churches. I'm also concerned about the big mega churches. It isn't necessarily St. John's, but I am concerned about those things. How has the church changed? More contemporary sounds in worship. Mm-hmm. I don't think St. John's will ever have a contemporary service. In fact, when I played with Nathan that Sunday recently, I did a very jazzy arrangement of Go Tell It on the Mountain. And I said to some people afterwards, that's probably the closest we'll ever come to having a contemporary worship service at St. John's. And everybody liked it. They went out clapping. I saw some child walking up to talk to Pastor Pam, and he was just dancing all the way up there. And there is something to be said for that, but I like what we have. I am not into the contemporary worship services. If it gives something to somebody, okay, that's fine. But I would rather have what we have right now. But I do see the harmonies and so on in the hymns and so forth have been changing a little bit. So it has have more contemporary sound. But let's see, how has the church changed? I think there is still that great spirit of camaraderie in this church. And I think that people work together very hard, as they have for years. I don't think that has changed. I think people want to have St. John's be their family, church, and the mission work is fantastic in this church, just wonderful. I don't know exactly what I would say were changes other than what I've mentioned now. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye to each other?
Well, just a little personal note. I'm not sure if you are aware that I am receiving an award.
Oh, yes, the Living Treasure Award.
Right.
Yes.
And it's been a very humbling experience to go through this because as they've been planning for this event, they keep sending me emails about program and many things. And I think so many people are working so hard, and this is for me. I can hardly believe it. I'm very emotional about it.
What's the culmination of the, will there be an official presentation?
Yes, it's going to be at the 50 North Senior Center.
Oh, okay.
And it's a week from tomorrow night, which would be the 28th. And I went last year. Judy Code got the award last year for all of her efforts in the with the flowers and shrubs and so on around town. And so Alyssa Melby, I think she's, I don't know, is she with the Arts Guild or
not any longer. The Arts Guild now has Tim Peterson as a director, but she's very involved in the Arts Council, Arts and Culture Council.
She has something to say. And Carolyn Jennings did a fantastic job, as one might expect, in writing my resume.
Oh.
And Paul Nemestro was the one that originally nominated me. And I don't know that he's going to say anything, but Carolyn will say a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And Craig Ellingbow wrote on behalf of the churches, and Charlie Black wrote on behalf of the Northfield Arts Guild. And then, Charlie isn't here, but Craig, I don't think, will be saying anything. And Carolyn will have a little bit to say. Rhonda Pownell, our mayor, will make the presentation. I understand it's a sort of a plaque. I haven't seen one. And Rob Harder, I think, is the poet laureate for Northfield.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure if he's writing something for this or whether he will just read something he's already written. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's going to be. And then there is a response by me, which is going to be very brief. And after that, then Paul put together a video of pictures.
Oh,
and there's 40 of them. Oh. And it won't take long to go through those, probably 5 minutes. And I'm going to speak about some of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I've put together a program with things that I've done for various things, like there's no organ over there, but I'm playing a piano, Mark Hayes piano arrangement of a hymn that I would play for church if I played on piano. So that would represent the church music I've done. And Joanne Polly and I have done church music together, and so she and I are going to do a couple of things.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did a little a recital here, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. So we're taking some of the things from that.
Uh-huh.
And then my signature show was probably the Jesse Show. And so I'm going to play the overture from that and tell the people about the different themes and who they represent. And then after that, I called Ruth Legvold and I said, Ruth, would you be willing to help me with something here for this event? And she made all the calls to about 10 people from the Arts Guild, and we're going to do the train scene from Jesse.
Oh my gosh.
And we've been rehearsing now 2 times, and we rehearse tomorrow one more time. And, you know, it's such a thrill to work with them again, you know. And they're having such a good time, and it kind of fulfills their little dream, too, of getting back on the stage, you know.
Yes.
They don't really want to do a whole show.
Yes.
But it'll be fun. let's see, Ruth and David will be in it, and I was trying to think if there's anybody else from St. John's in it. Even John Saki is coming. He's from the city. He's a bagpipe player. And he's the Norwegian lumberjack. And Vern Sutton wrote the lyrics. They're so wonderful lyrics. The lumberjack sings in Norwegian. And the response of the chorus is, What does it mean? What does he say? This is International Day on the Polylingual yes. Old St. Louis line. I think those are so clever, yes. those words. Yes. So anyway, and then another thing that I've done is sing-alongs with people. So I put together a seasonal sing-along. So
oh my goodness, Donna. Yeah. What a celebration.
Yeah, it'll be really nice.
And so. Certainly well-deserved. When I hear your history of all over Northfield. Yeah. I didn't realize there was a Trinity component in uh-huh. your life. Mm-hmm. I knew recently about the Methodist Church uh-huh. and St. Peter's, mm-hmm. And of course the Arts Guild.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What a wonderful celebration that will be on
well, I'm not sure.
Sunday the 28th of January.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Oh, it's
night.
A Monday.
Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's Monday night. Okay. Well, excuse me.
I don't know if you wanted to have this in here, but...
Oh, no, that's fine. Thank you, Donna, for sharing your story. And your family's story is a part of St. John's Lutheran Church Sesquicentennial. Mm-hmm.